Saratoga Graduate Solutions. This is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. It's Nadine. I'm returning your call. Sorry, I was on another phone call. What's going on?
Sorry. So, I still got to discuss this with the guy. There's another location nearby. That's where I keep, like, my dumpsters and some of my materials and ladders and stuff. They're actually Sunnyside Cap Sales. So I was going to ask that guy over there, because he's a great friend of mine, if I could use that address. But when I was talking to the insurance company to make sure that we could switch everything over to there, which would be fine. She was like, well, there's already a business registered there. And I'm like, let me call Nadine.
You're like, crap. Okay. Let me do this. What's the name of the business that you have there?
Sunnyside Cap. The business that's there, Sunnyside Cap Sales.
Cap Sales?
There it is. Yeah, Cap.
Oh, I see them coming up as Gansport. Okay, I see what you're talking about. Okay, I see them on Google.
Yeah, what, Ballard Road, Gansport?
Okay, let me ask Ivan.
I don't see any reason why Darren would have an issue there, because also my insurance agent made a good point that was, if I have my dumpsters over there and I'm storing stuff over there, I should include it on my insurance.
I mean, you're storing stuff over there. I don't see why it would even be a problem, but hold on. Let me just ask Ivan. I don't think there will be a problem, but I would rather be safe than sorry, right? Let me see if he can talk to me right away.
Exactly. That's why there's another business there, but
Kenny on the phone that can use, I'm just going to say can use an address where he stores his trailers, right? Where he stores, is it like your trailers and equipment or something? Or your,
use part of the parking lot for like our dumpsters, and then I store like a ladder and some other stuff over there, so.
I'm just going to say where you store your equipment, where he stores his equipment.
Yeah, that'll work.
Let me send him what it is so that way he knows.
Because eventually they're going to be closing down and we're taking over the space in like a year or two, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm hoping they don't close down for my buddy's sake, but. The pandemic just beat the shit out of this company. They had a business for 40
Did
years
it?
Now. And
no
just,
way.
They can't stay profitable the way that they are. Yeah, imagine ordering something and you don't get it for another year. Like a cap for your truck. You're like, hey, I want to put a cap on the back of my truck. And you go in to buy it and someone's like, yeah, it's going to be anywhere from 24 to 52 weeks for it to come in.
Oh, my God. I could see where COVID hurt him. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Honestly, Kenny, it's happened to a lot of people, a lot of businesses. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, there's some places that my husband and I, so there's this one place. Oh, my gosh. I can't even remember the name of it now. But there's this one place that we always used to go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a really good steakhouse place. I mean, I'm talking bomb steak, bomb chicken, good bread, their salads, like their wedge salad off the hook, right? And it was reasonable pricing. You know what I mean? It wasn't like if you go to Morton's or these other like expensive steakhouses around them. And all of a sudden, my husband and I, one day we were driving, he goes, man, I feel like having a good steak. Let's go there. And I'm like, okay, what happened? Where'd it go? And then there was another location not too far from us too. And we went to that location. I looked it up. Well, COVID just like put them out of business. And it sucks because that place, I'm not even joking, like was always packed. And they were only open like starting from 4 down to like, I think like 11 o'clock. They were only open those hours and they were always busy and just COVID killed them, man. You know, people couldn't stay afloat. And I mean, I even have a friend of mine who's, he does glass. What do you call that? A glazier? Glaziers or whatever you call those guys. has his own business. And he can't even, yeah, his business is doing so bad right now ever since COVID. Ever since COVID.
Would have been like June of 2019, I started a company. It was Ward Property Development, kind of doing the same lines of what I'm doing today. And we closed in March of 2020. So I've done this once before. I did this once before, but I didn't make it far because we didn't have the pay. We didn't have the money in the account to keep going when everything just died off and dropped. And I was worried.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm just going to get rid of it and move to work for somebody else again. And so I did that. And then my wife and I started this company almost a year ago now. January 12th mm-hmm. would be a year. And but luckily I had ran Ward Property Development for like 8 or 9 months, so I knew exactly what to do, and that was hire somebody like you guys to take care of this other stuff.
Yeah. Know, like, no kidding,
like,
right?
I'm like someone else can do the SEO, like someone else can do like the accounting. I'm like someone else can do, and we just hired, you know, which definitely helped. But yeah, so we shut down. Back then, we opened up and shut down within this, you know, we weren't even open a year. And so it happens. But this company's been around for 40 years, so I feel bad for him. But
let me see real quick.
If they close, he's coming to work. I mean, so what did they say?
I'm just, okay, is this a valid address that the client is associated with as in his documentation that has his address on it? His insurance? Said they
we can add
an update to this. They can update the address to his COI. Just confirming it's okay through for us.
That's just wild that they won't take the address where I'm registered out of.
And it, honestly, it shouldn't even be a big deal because all you need is for just the COI, the Accord, to just show the address because that, and you know, you're not the only one that this has happened to. And it happens when it's like, kind of like a rural area, like we see it in the system, but Google on the back end, for whatever reason, and we found it where it's been like when someone's like on a little borderline or like in a rural area, it's just weird. It happened to
Google
this guy for tree services too.
Google
no?
has never driven the road with their camera. Like if you were to
Oh my gosh, road,
you're going to get the main road and you can see the park that I live in, but you can't go down the road. Like you can't go down and look at
uh-huh.
stuff. They've never driven through here. And that's funny because my insurance agent, Heidi, was like, I wonder
uh-huh.
if it's because they never have gone through there and taken pictures. And I said it could be because technically.
Maybe.
But they let me verify my Google page. I did that on my own.
Yeah.
And they let mm-hmm. me verify it to the success, which doesn't make any sense. So it exists in one realm of their operations, but it doesn't exist in this other realm of their operations.
Well, you know, I had this guy, and it's so funny you say that, right? So there's this guy, this was like about a year ago. He had been trying to pin verify himself on Google. We got him set up, right? And
uh-huh.
he's like, listen, and he kept saying, I'm not getting the pin code. And I'm like, we verified your address. Come to find out, he lives on an Indian reservation. Oh, real quick. It's on the storage place where you store your stuff. It's on 192 Ballard Road, right? That's the address that I'm seeing.
Yeah, 192 Ballard Road. I believe that's Gansford
okay.
still.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure. He's checking on the address right now to make sure that it would accept it. He's actually looking it up right now himself while we're on the phone. He's all, give me a second. Let me check on the address because he just wants to make
yeah,
sure that address would work for you, you know? He's all, I'm checking
sure,
the address
yeah.
now. Yeah, because we wouldn't want you to go through all of that, and then they're like, we don't recognize the address. Are you kidding me right now? You know what I mean? I would be, like, beside myself. So,
yeah,
anyways,
no,
he was
– there's a bunch of
I'm going to be like, you got to find another
yeah.
one. So, brother,
I hope not.
Instead of you changing it, hopefully, I'm over here crossing my toes and crossing my fingers, okay? Well, I'm wearing my boots.
like I said, I can just say, hey, listen, I'm going to insure my stuff that's over there. And, like, yeah. All my mail's coming to my house, so I don't have to worry about that.
And it's not even a big deal. It's just that we're creating the so the Google guaranteed profile. Oh my gosh, it's not acceptable, valid for Google guaranteed as well. Is there no other address available we may need? Huh?
192 Ballard Road, Gansford, New York isn't acceptable. I'm out of ideas because like that's a major. There's three huge buildings there. It's on a main road right off exit 16. I'm talking, there's probably 20 to 30,000 cars that go by that every day.
Yeah.
That's wild. I don't know.
I remember a while back, I thought I saw on a note. So do you have a father-in-law, an in-law, anyone who lives like even anywhere in the vicinity of that area? Anywhere.
We're talking like I can't do it at my parents' house. They wouldn't let me do that.
No. Okay. You're like no.
That's our relationship years ago. I don't think my brother would be cool with it. I don't think he's gonna say okay, and my insurance company probably wouldn't be cool with it because I have nothing on that property at my brother's and they're like mm-hmm. if something goes wrong, like technically you're not protected. Why? It doesn't make sense that that wouldn't be accepted. Like, 192 Ballard Road. It's a legitimate business. They have two huge buildings there. I don't know. I'll have to think about it some more then.
Okay. Try to brainstorm. Let's see. I'm chatting with him. I'm like, listen, this is crazy. It's a legitimate business with two huge buildings. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They have the two buildings. They have a house that they rent out front, and then they actually live in the house next door on the same property. Like, and it's on a main road right off the major highway. Like I said, it's a huge thoroughfare for traffic, people going to and from work. It's not like my neighborhood where I live where we're off the road.
Yeah, because he's even showing me where he's like setting it up, like that's like your address for your Google guaranteed profile, and it's saying invalid address. And it's like, and he's typing it in exactly as I'm even seeing it. So brainstorm, let's see if you know any other address. And here's the thing, it's not that their address is going to show at all. It's just that for us to do the back office and Google, it's got to be an address that Google's recognizing.
What if I just did a COI and we used that address on the COI? Looking at, you know, the Accord, because the problem comes into the play with my insurance agent was like, you know, yeah, we can change the address to that location. They're like, but if something were to happen at your house, like you're not covered now. You know, which is like my main, you know, this is my office, this is my truck, this is, you know, stuff like that.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no. I totally get what you're saying. Let me talk with them. Let's try to figure out something because this is like just insane. This is crazy.
It is. Yeah, Google sucks.
Because it's
like
you're PIN verified there and everything else. We'll figure it out. Just let me get with them and see what other options. I mean, because I don't know how else. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah. All right. We'll go back to brainstorming. I might not have anything for you.
All right. We'll go back to square one. We'll figure it out. Okay.
All right. If you come up with any ideas, let me know. Otherwise, like I said, next year before we get to talk to you again.
Okay. All right. We'll be in touch.
All right.
No worries. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.